Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. It's been a while since I've done a video. Actually, apparently my last video was 6 days ago. That's a long time for me. Anyway, I want to show you what I've been working on. I've been testing out the reliability of different ways to distribute data from one point to another. I've used databases, I've used message queuing, and I have also started experimenting with web servers. So one of the ones that it looks like, well, I am going ahead with is Flask from Python, namely Flask REST. And I've got a bunch of articles on this here. If you just look at on my website here and just look up the term Flask or Flask RESTful, here's this article here, Python with Flask. RESTful, Django, SQL, Accelme with WordPress authentication. So in there, you'll find a pile of links. So if you're going to want to know where I got the source code from, it's from a variety of these articles combined. The one that was very helpful was from a website with the name Miguel in it. Miguel. Let's see if I can find it right here, this one. So this guy is top notch, I gotta say, from what I've seen. If you want to learn about Flask, you may want to start looking at this guy's blog. It's quite impressive for Flask, and to me it's pretty inspiring. So that's pretty well where a lot of the source code came from. So I have looked at Django, I've looked at other databases and whatnot. From what I've seen, Flask is the best way to go. So what I have here is I've launched one of my scripts here, right here, Python REST server crypto. So this is on my server side. So what this does is I have another process script running in parallel with this one on the server side of this crypto trading bot. And what it does, it will just generate new JSON files every 10 minutes for the four strategies I've highlighted. In there, it will generate on the client, on the server side again. What it will do is, here's a sample of one of those JSON files right here. So in this case, we have five rows or five pairs. As you can see here, with the fields described here as time, date, pair, and closing price. That's all we use for this particular strategy. And from there, what we can do is we can then use a curl statement to do a browser session or an HTTP request to the server here that's running. And what it will do is it will, after some various authentication, it will go out and retrieve that JSON file and serve it up from the server. So this kind of call would be from my client. So when my customers download the client code or application, it'll be doing this to my remote server, to specific endpoints to be able to retrieve the data that it needs. Now, that's one major accomplishment over the last week. Another big accomplishment that nobody seems to care for, because a lot of my web front is handled by WordPress, I now have the capabilities to authenticate people with their client software that they'll download, be able to authenticate that connection and that they're a valid connection via retrieving their membership email. Not sure if I can get password, but I know I can get their level that they're signed up to. And more importantly, for extra security to protect the connection, I am able to lock down to make sure that wherever their client software is being run from that IP, it has to match up with what they're registering with. So I'm not going to do this yet, but if it does get out of hand, I can do that where whatever the customer registers with in terms of their IP and their membership ID, their IP will be captured as well. And from that point on, the software that they use to download will have to be from that same IP connection. So that's just an extra layer of security I can provide to my service for myself and indirectly to the customer as well, if I want to get really advanced. The other thing I can secure them on is via a hard-coded connection that's in the actual connection itself. So every so often that the customer would have to download new client software to get the embedded password and authentication. I could also do that through a database as well. So there's various ways to do it, to just, as I said, to make sure the connection is pretty secure. I mean, it's just really scraping JSON data hosted on my website. So there's no real anything real sensitive, just to prevent, call them leeches, from getting into the account and being able to scrape off the data, because it's going to be locked down for sure. I mean, people pay for something. So we can do both those. And as a second track by member, the email, their IP, their matching it up with their level, and a whole variety of other things that are captured nobody would know except little old me, because I'm special. But we'll leave it at that. That's what I'm working on. Now that I got this working, it's a big step in today on both the Flask REST protocol. That seems to be pretty, it's 100% reliable, and it's going to be a kind of like a half downloadable program that you'll have to run locally. That, no surprise there. And then part of the other thing is the data that you retrieve from the server that I have as well for this membership. That's pretty well it. Just wanted to let you know what's been going on, why things have been pretty quiet now that we've got this kind of developed now. We shall talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.